What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
And she hated this guy from like day one and begged my mom not to marry him. Like, said he made the hair on the back of her neck stand up, and she just was always super creeped out by him. And so they both have stories of him just appearing in their room. My oldest sister would be in there changing, and he would like door shut, and we had like, you know, crazy thick shag carpet. So opening the door was not a quiet or easy, like it wasn't like, oh, the doors are just easily open and closing in our house. So she would be in there, door closed, and would turn around and he would just be standing there. Door closed and he would just be standing there.
But I woke up one night, felt this evil presence in the room, and, you know, got the courage to open my eyes, and I looked toward my closet and saw this thing, this creature in my closet staring at me. I didn't, you know what it was then, not until literally probably 2 years ago, I saw a statue, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's it. That's what I saw in my closet, and it's the Baphomet.
The history of our Earth is so different from what we can imagine.
Enjoy the journey. The Smithsonian, that if they found out about a large skeleton somewhere, was to go get it.
I'm going to assume at least one person is right, because if one person's right, it busts the paradigm.
It all goes back to the fallen cherub. And the problem with the modern-day church, they have a very truncated view of the supernatural.
This backdrop that's just pregnant with all kinds of meaning associated with this Mount Hermon event.
And this guy defects from the kingdom. That's a big deal.
All right, we have another members episode. We have a couple members of the show who sponsor us and have their own stories about growing up with a stepfather who moved in, and he was a warlock.
Yeah.
And yeah, they had some crazy stuff happen.
These are the perks of these exclusive episodes, extra content, extra shows. So we're grateful for everybody who supports the show. This actually organically came out of our private members only Facebook, actually. There was a discussion that went on. So these things happen sort of in an organic way often because of the community. So we're grateful for our members. Thank you again for supporting the show. You know, if you have a story and you'd like to tell, reach out to us, let us know. We get a lot of emails, as Nate says, so we do our best. We're not very good at returning, so nothing personal there, but a lot of these experiential stuff comes out of our membership, so we're grateful for our members that are supporting the show, so thank you for that.
Yeah, and this is just a teaser. If you want to listen to the full episodes along with a bunch of other episodes, there's like 25 plus episodes for members, and we're cranking out more and more. You can do that at blurrycreatures.com/members, sponsor the show. Get access to us and chat rooms and episodes. And we got a members chat coming up here September 26th at 7 p.m.
Get your mullet wigs out.
That's right. Appreciate you guys. Thanks so much for listening. You're now entering
the Blurryverse.